You're listening to the Fine-Tuned Music Series on 103.3 Waco Public Radio. I'm Caitlin Mills. Today, part two of a roundtable discussion with music leaders in the community. Baylor School of Music Dean Dr. Gary Mortensen, Keep Waco Loud's Katie Selman and Jacob Green, and Dick Gimble, McLennan Community College instructor and son of music legend Johnny Gimble. The three groups discuss the changing landscape of the Central Texas music scene. So, the basic question of all of this, why is music important to the health of a community, especially a growing community like Waco?
Music is a very soulful thing. Like Gary said in the churches, when we moved here in 81, Word Records station out there right across the street from Barnes & Noble's, mm-hmm. the big W over the door, and I went to a church that was a bunch of people that were record company executives with them that started this little fellowship. Amy Grant's first record, it was the big hit, Age to Age, like the first gold record in Christian music. And we started playing those songs at church. And I think right there is where contemporary Christian music started. And those guys and that thing, Michael W. Smith, and it just kept growing and
Kurt
growing.
Kurt Kaiser.
Yeah, Kurt. Yeah. He's a jewel. And very little of the recording was done in Waco.
Are there any record companies here now?
No.
Why not?
It takes a telephone and a DBA with the county, and you're a record company. But as far as anybody, there's a lot of people recording. I own a studio called Running Bird Music that I just closed last summer.
Are there many recording places here then?
There's a lot of them.
Really? Okay.
McLennan has a really active audio program, and we turn out, there's probably 30 students that started this week in that program. Now, by the time graduation comes, there'll be about 8 or 10 of them. But they go out and they stay in Waco and they open a studio.
Absolutely.
I think it's very, very important. The soul of the city is the arts.
And it's an economic engine as well.
For sure.
Yeah. You know,
another very compelling reason to have the arts is in my lifetime, I'm 63 years old now, I've never seen our country more polarized. I've never seen it more difficult for people to come into a room and actually speak to one another. And things that you can't say to one another, you can express via music.
Or you can share that you like the same music, but you have different opposing
views. Exactly. And we need to find ways to bring our society back together. We've been driven apart by the 5% on the right and the 5% on the left, and here are the 90% in the middle confused. And the arts can help do that. They can help drive that.
Music right now and art and creativity is really driving the East Side part of Waco right now with things like the East Side Market, Brotherwell, there's a couple of art spaces over there. It's really helping that community kind of get a voice, and it's a creative voice, and it's bringing a lot of different people together.
I did want to mention the Texas Music Office. Mm-hmm. That was recent. That was on August 28th.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Who are they? For one, and what are they trying to do for this community?
So the Texas Music Office is a part of the governor's office, and he wants to come in and help us come together and make Waco labeled a music-friendly community. And what that means is it's not just a label that, you know, we can put up on a plaque. It actually would help us get more funding from the state for music programs, for schools, for nonprofits. It could really help
the artists themselves. Gigging, touring artists can get, this is just one example of another city that does this.
In Fort Worth,
artists can get their gas paid for to get to shows and tours, and that's pretty awesome.
Getting out of Fort Worth, it's a really cool, unique program just to Fort Worth, and Waco is now one of the cities, and it's going to be a long process. It's not just as easy as, you know, putting a label in the city, but I think if we all come together, Michael Bracken from the Waco Symphony recently reached out to us. So we're going to, you know, talk with him and see how we can help those organizations, and it's really exciting.
You can find the full roundtable discussion online at kwbu.org.